I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, every Monday we skip Friday because of the holiday, but Monday and Friday afternoon at this time we visit with Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Can we just talk about Saturday's game and skip the Friday and the Sunday game against the Cubs, Frank? Is that possible?
I doubt it, but Saturday was a lot of fun. And that Joel Pozo, Mark, I don't know if you know his story, but like during COVID, when the minor leagues were shut down, he lost like health insurance, and he had a son that was struggling with seizures, and they actually were technically homeless, living out of a car in a Walmart parking lot. So anytime that guy does something really cool, I'm really happy.
Well, he jacked a great home run to win that game on Saturday, but let's face it, you know, you saw some staggering differences in the quality of the Cubs and the Cardinals this weekend and some pitching that really got into trouble. So I don't know what the answers are here moving forward. Look, I get that we're in the wild card hunt, and you don't know if they're going to win five straight after losing, you know, what was it, five of the last seven. But I think that we're going to have to be realistic in the next coming weeks about being, you know, sellers instead of buyers.
Well, you're probably right, but we are 24 days from the deadline. And if you do have a chance to make the postseason, that's nice. But if you want to think big picture, I mean, I just interviewed Andy Van Slyke, and just look, Ryan Helsley is the guy that can yield you some really good players. And we've seen what some of these trade deadline deals do for clubs in terms of an infusion of talent. If you DFA'd Miles Michaelis and Eric Fetty, I don't think any team in Major League Baseball would pick them up. But if you traded Ryan Helsley, you get some value. If you traded Sonny Gray, you would get a lot of value. So, and they got a tough decision to make here in 24 days.
Yeah, and let's talk about Ethan. You indicated the injuries certainly are realistic. How bad is Arenado right now? What do we think about that?
Well, I don't think it's really bad. I think it's an impingement. It's an impingement on his right arm. So they figured, let's give him an extra day off. And we have two in Chicago, one today. He'll come back. I would not be surprised at all if he plays tomorrow.
In Herrera, I think the window was like 2 to 6 weeks. Do we have any narrower window on that right now, or that's still a question mark?
Well, I heard John Mozeliak say this the other day, that Herrera wants to play right now, but the MRI says you can't play right now. And when you have a valuable piece of baseball property like that, you just can't rush it. And that is, like, you know, I think Ethan's correct. You went to Chicago without your best offensive player, and Nolan Arenado has been a good player, only, you know, missed the last couple of games too.
The latest news from the Cardinals announcing that they are bringing J.J. Weatherholt from AA to AAA. So he'll be starting things off in Memphis here. I'm not sure if he'll be up tonight or if that'll start to – well, it's probably an off day here on Monday, but I guess so. He'll be up in Memphis tomorrow. So exciting to see the Cardinals' best prospect that they've had in a long time get one step closer to the majors.
Frank. Yeah. Great point, Ethan. Here's the thing, Mark and Ethan, is that the biggest difference when you were watching that game, that series, besides the fact that we threw two starting pitchers that are not very good, is the fact that Chicago has all these dynamic offensive players. I mean, all these guys, some are really young, some are not, but they got their starting outfield had 52 home runs last night. Our starting outfield had 22 home runs last night. So here's the hope, that J.J. Weatherholt becomes a dynamic offensive player in the major leagues. He's slashing .300. His OPS is nearly .900. The guy hit like a monster in college. Problem is, he plays second base and shortstop.
And he's
a lefty. You know what I would have done at the beginning of the season? I would have given him an outfielder's glove and say, here, you learn to be a left fielder, learn to be a right fielder, because that's where our weaknesses are.
Speaking of weaknesses, we have the Nationals in town this week. They've gone through a little turmoil over the weekend, I think I saw.
Yeah, they got rid of Davey Martinez, the manager, and Mike Rizzo, the general manager. It's not shocking. The record's not good. But they're going to come in here with some talent, because they did what the Cardinals should do, is they traded Sosa and they picked up Juan Soto to the Padres, and they picked up this James Woods, who's like the best young offensive player in baseball. So they're not very good, but the last time I said the Cardinals' upcoming opponent was not very good, they went 0 for Pittsburgh and didn't score a run for three games.
The reason I said earlier, and I think I repeated this with you, is that, you know, I've kind of made my call, and certainly my call can be turned around, that I think that we need to kind of move in the direction of being, you know, sellers and just accept the fate that we're not as good, even though they're exceeding expectations, right? Not as good as some of the other competition, is because the young core is so good. Now, the only regret that I would have for not going to the playoffs is Arenado, because you can just see the fire in his belly right now and how hard he's playing and some of the plays that he's making that maybe nobody but Manny Machado can make at third base. So you feel for him, but man, we were concerned about the pitching, and that's kind of coming home to roost.
Yeah, when you think about it, 40% of your starting pitching are, you know, two of the guys would be guys that no other teams would trot out there. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if Saturday, because that's Fetty's start day, it's also Michael McGreevy's start day, who did get rocked last night, I should say, is if McGreevy gets that start. Michaelis is scheduled to start on Thursday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if McGreevy gets that start. Before we wrap here, I want to quickly ask you. I know we had a chance to talk last week a little bit about the Zach Bolduc trade for the Blues. They ended up making a couple of other additions. They get Pia Suter, the centerman. That seems like something that a lot of people are excited about. What did you take from the Blues overall, their free agent signings and a couple of those trades that they made?
Well, two things. One is Doug Armstrong really believes in the infusion of young talent that he's going to see in the next couple of years. Two is the guy's got guts. I mean, just, I think we chatted about this, but Zach Bolduc is 22 years old. He just scored 19 goals. Kelly Chase said he's got a shot that reminds him of Brett Hall. To give him up for a guy who's only played 9 games in the league in Mayhew is just gutsy and ballsy and giant kahunas, you know, but he's Doug Armstrong. So, as I said last week, in Doug we trust.
All right, Frank, hey, have a great week. Let's hope that on Friday we're talking about some fun stuff. I'm going to the game on Friday night against the Braves with a friend of mine from Cleveland, so I'm looking forward to getting back out to the ballpark, but have a great week.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, guys, take care.
We have former center talent coming up in the next hour. Also, Bill King. Bill King is a former businessman and lawyer. He ran for the mayor of Texas, or not the mayor of Texas, mayor of Houston, but he's co-chair of a group called the Forward Party of Texas. I've had him on before, and he's also got some experience with managing situations in the aftermath of flooding and hurricanes. He's going to join us at 5:30.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.